Bookshop.org is a co-op benefiting indie bookstores in the U.S. And now you can get 10% off your next order with code UNLADYLIKE. Now, here is why I personally love Bookshop.org. You go to the website, use their local bookstore finder, select the bookstore that you would like to support, or if you don't choose a store, you'll contribute to its profit-sharing pool that helps all of the stores in the Bookshop.org system. Then you just buy your books, and the full profit from your purchase will be sent to the bookstore you selected. From there, you get your books, and an indie bookstore gets some much-needed love. Since 2020, Bookshop has raised more than $38 million for independent bookstores. So next time you need something to read, go to bookshop.org and use code UNLADYLIKE for 10% off. While you're there, you can even get yourself a copy of the book, UNLADYLIKE, A Field Guide to Smashing the Patriarchy and Claiming Your Space. Now 10% off with code UNLADYLIKE at bookshop.org. Hey, Unladies, I have a treat for y'all today. I am dropping into your feeds a brand new show from our friends at Higher Ground, hosted by the Michelle Obama. On her new podcast, IMO, Michelle and her big brother, Craig Robinson, share their candid perspectives to the everyday questions shaping our lives, relationships, and the world around us. Each week, they're joined by a guest to tackle real questions from real folks just like us, offering practical advice, personal storytelling, and plenty of laughs. For six decades, they have been each other's most trusted advisors, and now they want to be those advisors for you. In this episode, they're joined by actress and icon Issa Rae for a topic we've discussed many times on Unladylike: female friendships. Issa helps a listener navigate the very relatable challenge of mismatched expectations in adult friendships. She also wonders why male friendships are so challenging and shares a friendship falling out that she experienced herself. Michelle offers lessons on how to maintain connections throughout life, and Craig takes a stand for the fellas, who, Issa and Michelle claim, have no idea how to use emojis to express actual emotions. Okay, here comes the preview. You can find more episodes of IMO wherever you get podcasts.
Like, the crisis would require an emergency session.
Oh, my God.
Like, somebody's on a train.
Yeah, flying.
You know, there's movement. And you're not going to deal with a crisis. Yeah, I was like, we're coming. It's a crisis.
My friend's dog died. We were all there at the house bringing her favorite snack. Like, this is, took off work.
That is a script. That is something that you could write on television.
Plan and doing a text like, you know, she's not going to be good. Like, she doesn't need this right now, you know?
Right.
You know what's so horrible about that is guys would be like, damn.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not a crisis.
Like, damn.
Obviously not a crisis.
Sorry.
Send the dog emojis.
Dude, I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah, what? Where'd you get a dog?
Okay. We are bad.
Well, hi again, you. It's
How
you again.
You?
Oh, I like your... Is that pink?
It's... my wife called it coral, but it could
yeah,
be
it
pink.
Is coral, and it's a little pleated. What? This is breaking out of the, you know,
Watch
basketball
out.
Thing.
Watch
and
out
that
now.
Little collar. Okay, I see you, Craig Robinson.
Mm. I am... I'm thrilled that you like my clothes.
Yeah, no.
See, you guys, it's hard being this one's brother. I don't have enough closet space.
You know, you don't even need much closet space, but you're stepping out. You're stepping out.
Thank you.
What's new and exciting?
Well, I got to tell you, while we're out here in LA, Rivian hooked me up with a vehicle to tool around in. And since you won't be able to drive one, since you don't drive.
I'm starting to drive.
Really?
Yeah, I can drive.
How's that? How's the Secret Service letting you drive?
Well, it's a secret. You could take me for a spin.
They'll let me take you for a spin?
Don't you remember when I came to visit you in Milwaukee
yes.
and the boys wanted me to pick them?